So, the Notewell statement, anything you say here will be not used against you, but will become part of ITF lore. So please be advised. Next. Fairly full agenda as usual. The first set of slides you see here, the first set of talks, are going to be given probably, you know, a little bit more time than normal, just in case we need to clear up some outstanding issues and reach consensus on any open issues. Once we're done with that, then we have a set of slides or a set of talks that will all get equal time, depending on however much time we have left. So, any comments on the agenda? Okay. It's online. Okay. All right. So, just a couple of minutes to fill you in for those of you who might not have been aware. We did have our first Alto interoperability event last night. Took place from 8 o'clock in the night to 11 o'clock. If you heard any thunder, that was a result of the interop event. But by and large, it was successful. We had 7 implementations in all, and there was 2 client-only implementations and 5 client-server implementations. The server supported a wide range of services. When you queried for the information resource directory, you got back anywhere from 2 to 10 plus services. So I think there was a wide variety of representation of both clients and servers. Most implementations compliant to 08 and 09, so the RESTful API stuff that we put in between Prague and now is at least well understood by the development community to get a set of interop tests going. We had circulated an interop document that went through various stages about almost a month or so before this ITF. And the interop document had 20 test cases, and for the servers that supported a wide range of services, most of the 20 were able to pass without any problems. So that's I think that's a good thing. A couple of items to the protocol, Alto protocol editors. One, I think there was a few questions being asked about the length of the VTag. We saw lengths from 1 byte, denoting a decimal digit, to cryptographic hashes. So I think there's wide variability in what the length should be, but definitely maybe we should think about bounding the length to some sort of a maximum. And then a second issue that we talked about quite a bit during the bake-off or interop event was the idea that when an Alto server doesn't have information or cannot determine information for a query, what does it return back? A quick example is if an Alto server gets a query from a client, from a peer, saying, give me the cost from a default PID to appear in a transit PID, what should the answer be? the Alto server can guess, or it can say, you know, I don't know. There's various ways to go around this, and we're not going to take the time here to decide this. We'll take it to the list, but I think pretty much everybody agreed that there should be a return value when an answer cannot be determined by the Alto server, as opposed to just not sending anything at all. There was a third issue that I was talking with the editors, but that's not reflected in here, is pay attention to the MIME types that you get both in request and responses, and make sure that the body corresponds obviously to the MIME type that you promised in the content type as well as the accept header. I think that's it. Anything else you want to add? So, in that case, if there's no questions, we'll move ahead to the first talk. Martin.